The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
And good morning. We are live this Saturday morning, a couple of ticks past 10 o'clock. Beautiful day ahead of us. Blue skies, sunshine, nice temperatures. And hopefully today your cell phone, your internet's working, and that's all behind us. And it's your chance, if all those things are working, your chance to call into the show today at 416-870-6400, and we can help you. Well, me, Ryan Bonner, but more importantly, Vince Iluzzi with cashforyourcar.ca, and wefindyourcar.ca. He can help get you the vehicle you're looking for, and if you have a vehicle in great condition, turn it in, trade it in, get some cold hard cash. You can always talk to Vince at 905-875-4925. But we start out the show just to get a feel of where we're at. We say good morning to Vince Iluzzi. How are you doing, Vince?
Good, Ryan. Good morning, everybody. Man, has a lot changed. I know we're coming on air basically once a month every first Saturday, but because of the long weekend, we skipped last Saturday. So it's been 5 weeks since we've been on, and man, do things change in the car industry? Like month to month to month, can things just change? So we're gonna get into all that information, or the current analysis of the car industry, of course. But first, I'd just like to basically let the listeners know who we are, what we do, and just as our name states, wefindyourcar.ca. Is basically a service. We are a used car dealership in Milton, Ontario, called Parkway Auto Trade, and we've been in business for 30 years plus. But we've always offered the service that if we don't have it in stock, because it's impossible to stock every year, make, model, color, options, everybody's particular on what they want these days, then we're going to go and find it for you. And how do we do that? Well, we have dealer auctions that the public does not have access to. And at dealer auctions, they facilitate the sales from dealer to dealer. Where do used cars come from? There is no factory that can create a used car, as we know. We can't build a used car. They have to come from somewhere. And everybody, the misconceptions are that, well, they must be trade-ins to the dealership lots. Well, that doesn't happen. Yeah. Our inventory is like 5% direct trade-ins. The rest we have to obtain from other dealers that sold, say, a brand new car in order to obtain maybe a 2-year-old used car or a 4-year-old used car or a 7-year-old used car. People aren't going to trade in their 2-year-old used car for a 5-year-old used car unless they're downsizing. So these dealer auctions have been around forever. And what they do is they protect the seller and the buyer by protecting both parties from accident repairs, liens, full disclosures such as repainted panels, and most importantly as well, mechanical fitness of a vehicle. If we buy a vehicle through any of our dealer facilitated auctions and there's repairs, any individual repairs over $750, we get all our money back. We don't have to go to court. We don't have to fight with the person that sold us the car. We don't even deal with them. So this service we have of finding you a perfect car is foolproof. If we find a car online, not from another dealer, but from one of our dealer auctions, and send you all the info, you are buying the car from us, a licensed dealer that has to disclose everything, where you're fully protected, and we're fully protected in purchasing the car. So we'll get a little bit more into how the brokering process works soon, a little later into the show. But I just wanted to explain to people, other than a normal physical inventory, we can offer this great service of finding you your perfect car. Albeit it's tough these days with the car shortages, but it is a service that we still facilitate and do.
Well, and your service starts at the very beginning. There is no fee to make a connection with you, to give you a call or drop an email your way or fill out a form on your websites. There's no cost, and it actually, the process is a great one where you can identify, you know, if somebody's saying, this is what I want to do, this is the vehicle I'm looking for, this is what I have. You can quickly identify, well, yeah, the route you're taking sounds like a good one, or here's where actually you can change your tact and take these steps, and I can help you with that. It's kind of amazing how that journey can start off right in the very beginning.
Yeah, especially when it's free. We're not one of these, you know, fly-by-night companies that come up with an idea. We are a large car dealership with a physical location, with all the tools and means to find people a perfect vehicle if we can get it. And of course, we facilitate everything as a normal car dealership does, as in financing, taking your trade-in, selling you an extended warranty if you need the protection, you know, we have all the tools, electronic corrosion modules, if you want life or disability insurance. This isn't just, you know, the thing with online, and I know a lot of people are moving to online purchases. I get it. It's the wave of the future. That's changed already. But sometimes you want to deal not with just somebody that came up with an idea to say, hey, fill out a credit application, we'll get you approved and we'll get you the best rates. Well, some of these companies are just sending your application to car dealers like myself who buy them, who buy leads. Dealing direct with a company that offers these online services, that's the key. Dealing, because a lot of online services, you don't even know who you're dealing with. And I've spoken to many people who have come to me and said, I filled out an application, I got approved, but they haven't found me my car, I've heard about you guys. And I'm like, well, I'm everything. That service that you applied for, did they even tell you what interest rate? Did they tell you your payments? Did they tell you the, and everybody says the same thing, no. They never give you the information. They just say you're approved. Now we'll try to find the car you want. Where when you deal with us, we're going to break everything down. We're going to break down the cost of the car, the options, the payment, the cost of borrowing, your interest rate, whether you have good or bad credit. When you deal with us, you're dealing with me, myself, Vince. You're not dealing with a computer or dealing with an inexperienced person that can't even answer your questions. So you get a full consultation when dealing with me, and I charge nothing for it. An experienced service such as ours that is a free service, the only way we make money is if you actually buy a car from us, and we don't make a lot of money. Whether we're selling off of our lot, we've always had conventional markups as a one-price dealer with our cars in inventory. And when we find you a car, we just give you one best, lowest price. And if there's financing, great. If there's not, it's the same price. But it's full disclosure. And when you're dealing with experience, sometimes the wave of the future isn't always what's best for you. A little bit of old school mixed in with current wave of the future abilities, that's hard to find nowadays and pretty much doesn't exist. We might be one of the only options out there like it.
Well, and you know, and in this age where your information when you contact a company is kind of shipped halfway across the world and there's a third-party call center maybe engaged, it's not the same on this end. If say they call you at your number right now, 905-875-4925, it's a core group of you. Nick, I believe for many years, Nick, who you work with day in and day out, is standing by, and they can talk to him right now if they don't want to call us on the show.
Yeah, so, Nick's never been on air, and he has more experience than I do. So if you call here and I'm busy, you get somebody even more experienced than myself to talk to. You don't get somebody that's just going to take your name and number. But sometimes if Nick is busy, somebody will take your name and number, and one of us will get back to you. Because the one thing we pride ourselves on is you're dealing with experience. We don't want to just hire 10 people that really can't answer questions, because people have a lot of questions, and every call goes in a different direction. With me, I'm never going to put you on hold and say, I've got to go find that question out. I'm going to answer your every question that you have. Now, if you're talking specifically about a car and you want to know, does it have a 5-speed or 6-speed automatic? Is it a timing chain or timing belt? I may have to do a little bit of research when it comes to specific cars, because we sell so many different vehicles, it can get confusing to memorize. But I don't ever want to guess at that stuff. But as far as answering questions about financing, purchasing a new car, the laws, the protections, accident repairs, what's going on in the world right now in the car, I can answer all of those anytime on any phone call immediately. I don't need to research it. So, again, dealing with wefindyourcar.ca, or if you want to sell us your car, cashforyourcar.ca, is dealing with an experienced person, an experienced dealership. Carmen Malazzi, our founder, has been in business for over 30 years. Same name, same location, same dealership. And, you know, that's hard to find other than some of these huge new car franchise stores that have been around forever. But are you dealing directly with the owner or the immediate subordinates? Generally, no. They're so big, you have to deal with their employees because they can't handle all the clients. Here, we pride ourselves on, no matter how busy we are here, because we do sell like 40 to 50 cars a month, it's Nick and I. That's who you deal with. Obviously we have other employees to make the company, where it's at. We need help. But as far as dealing direct with the clients, you're dealing with two experienced people. And as far as years of experience, you're talking just between the two of us, Nick and I, is over 60 years. You throw Carmen in, and now you have over 90 years of experience for three people.
That's amazing. And again, people can start that process with you and ask, throw their questions your way or Nick's way. at 905-875-4925. And you mentioned the websites, wefindyourcar.ca and cashyourcar.ca. And you touched on one of the aspects we should get into coming back, Vince. It's what the heck's going on out there with inflation, supply chain. What does it mean for car prices? If somebody's looking to buy or sell, you can cover that off when we get back.
Vince's monthly State of the Union address will do when we come back.
Excellent. We'll do that and more here. It's cashforyourcar.ca, wefindyourcar.ca with Vince Luzzi on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca, of course, if you want to something a little more private, you can always give Vince a call at 905-875-4925 and talk about the vehicular, the pre-owned purchasing process. Or if you're looking to do the opposite and sell a vehicle, you can start that process with him as well. And we're going to get to your calls in a moment. First, Vince, though, what do we call it? The State of the Automotive Union. You want to address what's going on
out there. We'll call it the State of the Union. So, again, major things happening, right? What we basically have had is high inflation for a while, and finally all the governments around the world are kicking up interest rates. So the beautiful low interest rates of 4.99 to 5.99 that we had for used vehicles are now 5.99 to 6.99, depending on the age and the amount borrowed. So for our listeners, we still have some banks offering 5.99 fixed, which is a great interest rate. When I started in the car industry in the 90s, the interest rates were 7 and 8% for used cars. And they didn't drop for a while until I think the 2008 recession, where we've seen around 5 to 6%. So even though interest rates are climbing and they're still going to climb a bit more, we still have decent used car rates. The new car dealers have not had low interest rates since, the pandemic started because of the massive car shortage. So the car shortage is still here. I want everybody to understand the new car dealers are not loaded with product. They will not get back to normal until sometime in 2023. And what does that mean for the used car industry? Well, it means still a shortage. We currently have advertised 41 or 42 used vehicles on our current lot. We normally have 100 to 120. We can't maintain that. We're swamped. We're busy. Interest rates went up, and it did nothing to our industry. People said, big SUVs and trucks were going to stop selling. We sold more large SUVs and trucks since gas rates have hit $2 than any other month this year, and that is a fact here at our personal dealership. So what that says is one thing. If gas is $1.90 and people have six children, they're not going to buy three small cars. They still need a van or a large SUV, they're going to still buy it. If you're a plumber or a carpenter and you need a truck in order to work and make money, you're still going to buy a truck. The only difference is going to be, say, people that, maybe drive leisurely an F-150 because they like how cool a car sits up high. They don't need a truck. They might downsize. But the end all is things are the same. Used cars are still hard to find. New cars are still hard to find. And we won't be caught up on computer chips to 2023. Now, a question for you, Ryan, today. We haven't done many quizzes and tested your knowledge for a while. So if I said to you, Ryan, out of 100%, what percent of cars on the road are electric cars? Now that electric cars have taken off, and people call me actually and get worried saying, am I going to be forced to buy an electric car soon? Well, what percentage do you think it is from 1 to 100, Ryan?
Oh, I'm going to say, I think I saw something recently. I'm going to say 7%. That might be way too high.
Well, that's your best answer in 15 years. So 5.3% is the current market, basically in North America, of electric vehicles. And all the 10 top manufacturers are down in sales year over year from last year. So there is a bit of a slowdown. I mean, an interest rate hike is going to slow down things a little bit. There's only one manufacturer that's up 88%, and that's Tesla. So Tesla has seen a huge, huge increase in sales, and it's obvious,
definitely,
right?
Definitely seen more of them out there.
Yeah, and we've been speaking highly of electric cars. I personally don't think I could own one because I live far from where I work, and I'm constantly on the road. So for me, a car with 500 kilometers, you know, and having to charge it up. It doesn't work for me personally. At least I can go to a gas station and put gas and keep going. I don't have time to stop and spend an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours at charging stations. But that's me. Now, everybody's different, right? A lot of people work from home. They drive short distances, and an electric car may work. But I also don't love the car prices. You know, spending $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 on a Tesla, for me, I just can't see personally the cost benefit in my personal life. But others see it. But remember, 95% of cars are still gas vehicles, and it's going to be gas for a long time. This transition will happen. Electric cars are amazing. You know, like, you know, you don't have to change the oil, a lot less maintenance. You're going to save on fuel costs, the cost of electricity versus gas. You're going to save there, even if you're going to spend more on the car. But right now in the used car world, electric cars have gotten insane. Like a little Chevy Bolt. We used to stock these cars. And 4 or 5 months ago, we talked about we had 10 of them in stock. Well, you know, they went from us selling them for, say, $30,000, $35,000 to now they're over $45,000, $50,000 for the same used vehicles. And we just can't justify those types of costs because things will come back down maybe a year, 2 years from now. And so my advice to everybody is on electric cars, they're great. They're not for everybody, but I wouldn't pay necessarily $45,000 or $50,000 for a used Chevy Bolt.
416-870-6400 or star 640 on cell. If you have a question here for Vince Saluzzi, and of course, you can always connect with him off air, 905-875-4925. Vince, if you wanted to jump to a call, we can do that.
Sure.
if you're ready to rock.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Let's say good morning to our first caller of the show. It is Jake. And what do you have for us, Jake?
I've got a 2017 Ford Raptor Super Cab, black on black, with all the bells and whistles, with 130,000 kilometers on it, no accidents.
Okay, and you're trying to get an idea what that's worth?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to guesstimate, like, if you were to trade it into a car dealership, it's probably worth somewhere from $52,000 to $57,000 today, plus your tax savings if you were to buy something else. If you were to sell it yourself privately, probably around the $60,000 mark. You know, higher priced, you know, vehicles like that, and as I was just talking about, you know, maybe an F-150, it's more of a, you know, I don't want to use the word toy because it is a truck, but more of a personal use. That might be a little tougher sale right now with fuel prices where they're at. A gentleman who runs a construction company is not going to buy that truck for his business. It's going to be somebody that wants it for personal use. So, you know, it's prices are on their way down on those types of vehicles, but right now, today, that's approximately what it's worth.
Super. Thanks very much for that.
No problem. Anytime.
Excellent. And if you wanted to connect further with Vince, Jake, you can always go to cashforyourcar.ca or give him a call or Nick standing by at 905-875-4925. And, you know, there it's all about what you were discussing, Vince, and the market and where it sits and the type of vehicle it is and the potential use for it. And looking at the flip side, again, with wefindyourcar.ca, maybe for the uninitiated, you can just quickly run through, you know, point A, the starting point of that funnel for them contacting you to try to determine, okay, I'm looking for a pre-owned vehicle. Help me out here, Vince. How does that all start?
So our website's the easiest way, wefindyourcar.ca. It's a very simple, you know, you click the little arrows and drop down screen and pick the car you're interested in. And basically, I'll be the one getting back to you in a very short time frame, same day or next business day. And we're going to discuss a price point, discuss your situation, and it's all free. And if I can even get the car. We're still, as much as we would love to broker vehicles, we did a lot of that years ago. Now we're more in tune to buying people's vehicles because of the massive shortage. It's still a massive shortage, but it's getting better and better each day, and it's going to get better and better up until next year. So if you're at that point now where you've waited for the pandemic, now you're interested in buying a car, prices have relaxed a little bit on some stuff, not everything, not electric cars, obviously, but some other vehicles, we've seen them come down $1,000 to $5,000. So that crazy constant surge up has stopped. Then it leveled off, as we discussed on the last show. And now more recently, with interest rates going up, there's been a little easing of prices, getting more reasonable. We can still pay top dollar when we buy cars for, you know, especially if you have a specific niche car still. But if you're now looking for more of a commoner car, like a Honda Accord, they've eased enough now to be reasonable. And before rates keep going up, because that's going to happen, it might be a good time to start looking at car sales again. And all you got to do is get a free quote from us. You can call me direct here at 905-875-4925, and I can talk to you right over the phone and quote you quickly, or you can fill out a form and I'll get back to you via email or a phone call. So, you know, again, free service, free consultation, it never hurts to check. Because the market is always changing, we're a great place to communicate with, to at least get the current situation. And I'm always saying something different. If you listen to every one of our shows, they're pre-recorded on, Global News radio stations, website there, AM640, you can actually go listen to pre-recorded shows. You might hear different aspects in the last 5 months where I've told people, don't buy now, or buy now, or sell your car now, or don't sell this. It's always changing, and that's why we're great to deal with, because we've got our thumbprint on what's going on always.
Well, that's it. Like anything in life, nothing is constant. Everything's always changing, and you have to change with the times and fluctuate and be willing to kind of move around in that respect. And in terms of, you know, the access, because somebody's thinking, hey, Vince, I'm listening to you, but I know I can go online and check out some website where they flash up a picture of the car, maybe one side of it. You don't see what's on the other side with the price, and boom, that's all I need to know. But there are, you do have access, as you've said before, to different ways of getting pre-owned vehicles that are in guaranteed perfect running, great running condition that most of the general public doesn't have access to.
Exactly. Dealer auctions are all across North America, and we buy them sight unseen all the time. So I know what I'm looking for when I read our auction reports, and I send you all the pictures. They even tell us how many stone chips are on a hood, if there's greater than 10 or under 10, or if a car smells like smoke. Some people have been skeptical, you know, how can I buy a car sight unseen? Well, people buying houses sight unseen these days, which I don't know if I could ever do based on pictures, which is your biggest possible purchase. But with a vehicle, since we put guarantees in writing, like no dents, no scratches, no scrapes, never smoked in, no accidents, provide you the car proof, all original paint, and it's always subject to you test driving the car and finding nothing wrong with it. Or you get your $1,000 deposit back. I mean, $1,000 deposit, which is refundable if you don't basically, you know, if you find something wrong with the vehicle, you don't even have to take it. But nobody's ever asked for their deposit back in any brokering deal we've ever done. So we are looking for amazing condition vehicles without no accidents, and we provide you very specific details by email. You'll feel very confident in using our service to find you a car, and you've really got nothing to lose right now, because there's not a lot out there, and some of the cars, when people do go see what's out there, they're not in the best of shape. So you're definitely more than likely guaranteed to get a better car at the lowest price, and of course lowest interest rate, or get the highest amount for your trade-in, and dealing with a reputable company by using our service. Because we are the dealership. We're not just an online company sending you somewhere else. You're dealing with myself, you're dealing with us direct, and we are the ones selling you the vehicle, because we are a dealer with a license. We provide financing for good or bad credit, we take trade-ins, and we can sell you any products that any other dealer can that you're interested in. So we are a full service. And again, we go over this stuff in case we have new listeners listening to the show today. Yeah. We always have new listeners, even though we've been on the air now for over 14 years, which time is flying by these days. But, you know, the business model is simple. We do volume. We don't make a lot of profit. Whether it's in our current inventory that we work hard to find these great, you know, niche cars, great condition cars for our lot that are mechanically fit, all sold certified, or if it's a car we're going to find you to sell you. It might take me 1 month or 3 months to find you that perfect used car, but it costs you nothing in that whole time frame for me to find it. And at any point, you know, if you found it yourself or didn't want to wait that long, you can simply say, just stop looking. It's no obligation to you. But using my eyes, looking at dealer auctions that you can never do, it's a great service to have for free at any given point in time when you're looking to buy your next vehicle.
Well, I often say to people, you're kind of like Saint Nick in a way, Miracle on 34th Street. As you know, somebody can come to you and explain their situation, what they're looking for, and you may say, hey, you know what? What you're seeking may sounds like you might have a good deal through a new car. Well, I was about to say lease. That's the L word. So that I don't think you'll ever say, hey, a lease is a good idea. But you can say, hey, I'm looking at your situation and this might make sense.
Correct. And everybody has a different situation, and I've handled every situation. You know, being involved in over 20,000 vehicle sales and probably over 100,000 vehicle quotes in sales. I mean, I can't tell you people I've just consulted with, and everybody's got a different scenario. I've seen it all, and I can always give the proper advice. And when we deal with a specific profit margin, you're going to get, I've told people, don't buy right now. I mean, call me in 5 or 6 months, or wait till your credit gets a little bit better. You know, it's not, where most places it's about selling you today, because that's when they have the emotions lined up and they got somebody in their eyesight, and then they don't care if they ever see you again. Well, we want to establish a relationship with you and see you again and see your family again and your neighbors again. And referral base has been our biggest business. So we're always going to give you the best advice to what's best for you, not to what's best for us. And then you make the decision if you want to proceed or not with our service.
We'll talk more about the cashforyourcar.ca process. And as always, wefindyourcar.ca as well. We're back in a moment with Vince Iluzzi, 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
WeFindYourCar.ca, Ryan with you here, as well as Vince Iluzzi, the man behind that first website, and CashForYourCar.ca. First one, getting you the pre-owned vehicle that you're looking for and in great running condition. And the latter is taking the vehicle that you have and finding out what the value is in that, and maybe doing a trade-in exchange for cold hard cash. And it all depends on what the market's like at this time. Vince, quickly, how does cashforyourcar.ca work?
Well, it works just as easy as us finding you a car, which technically would be harder. Buying your car is simple. You call us, we give you a quote right over the phone to buy your car. We just ask you a few quick questions. You bring the vehicle in. And there's two ways we buy it. We buy it for our current inventory, just guaranteeing you a price on the spot. And most of the time, what we're doing is we're running an online auction. We take pictures of your vehicles, properly appraise it, do a paint meter test to make sure it's original. And then we send you home with your vehicle. We run an online auction overnight, and in the morning, we give you a guaranteed value. When I say online auction, we don't own your car. You're not giving us an ownership. There's nothing done in writing. It's a firm appraisal system, where we have U.S. buyers, other Canadian dealers that have low inventories. So say a Subaru dealership, say you have a two-year-old Subaru Forester, and a Subaru dealership in Alberta has no new Subaru Foresters in stock. They have a sales staff. They have a business to run. Well, they'll overpay for a slightly used one, and in that service, they'll pay more than what I would for that same car that I would put on my inventory. We only need to make about $500 after all is said and done. So if they, let's say I think the car is worth $30,000 and they think it's worth $35,000, well, I can pay you $34,500. Next day, you bring it right back and you have your certified funds in hand. If there's a lien on the car, we will pay off the lien and give you the difference, the equity that goes into your pocket. So it's very easy to do. You don't even have to take care of your lien. Now, the only complications that could arise is if you have a leased vehicle. Leased vehicles are getting more complicated to purchase depending on the manufacturer. You might have to actually buy out your lease first and then sell us the car. Some leases we can buy direct through a dealership and other ones we can't. So we can go through all that information before you even come in over the phone. We are looking for inventory. Even though the home market, which has softened because of the higher interest rates and now there's availability, we still don't have availability of used cars. I still only have 40 cars on my lot. Cars are constantly selling, no matter what's happening. If there's a small interest rate increase, people still need vehicles. And people have been without vehicles for years. There's been a massive shortage forever. It's going to take time to catch up. So if you do have an extra vehicle that you're not using, sell it now before the price is softened more. Again, it's all free. Call me, get a number, or go to cashforyourcar.ca, fill out the online form, and we'll get right back to you same day or next business day, and we'll give you an approximate idea of what it's worth.
And you can also call Vince here on the show live right now, 416-870-6400. And we have a couple of callers waiting here. And Valdier, I believe the name is, you're asking specifically about a lease situation right now, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Thanks for taking my call. I have a 2018 Nissan Qashqai, and my final lease payment is this month on the 21st, so I can have the car until August. We will continue to lease. I'm actually, we already looked at a few options, and it seems that the new Volkswagen Taos will be our choice, but due to the value, I have a $14,000 buyout in this car, and this car has 42,000 kilometers on it. My wife drives it. It's spick and span. So I think it's worthwhile me buying out the lease and then selling it. My problem is in the avenue that I would follow to sell it, and it seems that you could help me with that particular scenario.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have an S, an SV, or an SL?
I have the one model below the Platinum, so is the SL.
Okay, and how many kilometers? Did you say it was about 45,000, and it was a 2018? Did I hear that correctly?
So it's 42,000 kilometers, and it's a 2018.
Okay, I'm going to give you an idea right now over this call what your vehicle is worth in today's market. And just so all the listeners know, when I quote today, believe it or not, it could be different 4 days to 7 days from now. It could go up or it could go down. The market is volatile like stocks are right now. So, but it should be always very close to what I quote you. But I've had some clients who I quoted, say, 3 months ago, and they called me recently to sell their cars, and it could have gone down 1,000 to 2,000. I just wanted to bring that point up so that the listeners know that I'm always honorable when I quote you, but I also have to quote you based on current market conditions. As far as your car goes, today that car is worth about $24,000 to $25,000 to me in the car industry, and retail's probably around $27,000 if you sold it yourself.
Okay. I guess my question is, I really would not like to be involved in selling my own car to a potential buyer. I'd rather sell it to a wholesaler or someone that can deal with showing the car.
What is your buyout? I'm curious, before tax. Do you know what it is before taxes?
It's $13,910.
$13,000?
Yeah.
So there may be an opportunity where I can buy it through a Nissan dealer who will take like a $500 administration fee, and you don't even have to buy out your lease. So I can't keep going because we're on the show on air, but if you call me after the show or fill out a form, we should talk after the show because I can save you the taxes, I think, on a Nissan lease. We can buy it direct and then just buy it direct from you. So even though I'm paying you wholesale and not retail, I might be able to save you all the taxes. We just have to pay a dealership an administration fee because they're going to use their money to buy it out, and then they'll sell it to me. And that's a Nissan contact that I have. So talk to me after the show on that one, okay?
And we're going to seek another caller in here, but Valdier, just for your knowledge, connect with Vince at cashforyourcar.ca to continue that conversation. Before we break, let's sneak Dave in here, and you're looking for an SUV, Dave.
Hey, yeah, that's correct. Thanks for taking my call today, guys.
No problem, Dave. So you're looking to buy a car, not sell a car?
Yeah, so I'm actually looking to get a secondhand SUV, predominantly for work purposes. Like I'm a residential painter, and I have a lot of equipment that I got to lug around. And the problem is the sort of beginning of the reason why I'm looking again is I very recently purchased a vehicle and then had it repossessed. And I'm wondering if it's worth it for me to get a car now, because financially I could do the car. It's getting into it without, having a co-signer. So I'm just wondering if you had any advice on how to proceed forward with that.
Well, this is the weird thing about banks. You can go through consumer proposals, bankruptcy, collections of all kinds, and I can get people approved sometimes as low as 9.99%. But as soon as you have a car repossession on file, they all say no.
Yeah,
I don't know why. So unfortunately, even the subprime lenders, they've been even as like I basically could go through a company that's going to be like 30 to 37% interest rates. It's almost like loan sharking, okay? But that might be your only option if you need a loan. My advice would be to save money, buy something less expensive, even though that's hard to find these days because it's mostly junk. But I don't really have the best advice for you in your situation because I can't really help with financing unless it's extreme high interest rates. It's like a private lender who's going to take a risk, you know what I mean? Because once you go to repossession, it just hurts you forever getting a loan for at least 10 years, 7 to 10
years. Yeah, exactly. And then the thing about it that sort of struck me is just ironic was I had been trying to negotiate with him, you know, to say, can you just tack on the few missed payments to the end of the loan?
Yeah.
And, you know, is it, but no, I mean, the advice is sound, right? You're honest, right? That's what's counting.
Yeah, I don't want to waste your time either, but it's two options you have, which is basically extreme high interest rates, which we don't always advise. You know, because let's say you buy a $10,000 car, the interest will be $15,000 on it. It'll cost you, a $10,000 car will cost you with tax and interest almost $30,000 at those interest rates. So it's not something we suggest, but some people have no choice because they don't have $10,000 to go buy a $10,000 car with. So you're in that situation, and that's what you're going to have to decide. It's either bite the bullet and pay insane interest, or try to save some money and hopefully buy an inexpensive car that'll last you a few years, because a lot of them don't.
Dave, appreciate the phone call. If you wanted to connect with Vince further, wefindyourcar.ca, or you can give them a call, 905-875-4925. But there it is, Vince Uliuzzi, basically breaking it down for you like he does for everybody. No cost to start that process off. Again, wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca. We're going to get to more phone calls here at 416-870-62400 and talk more about bad credit situations, financing, and we'll do it all when we get back here, 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
It's wefindyourcar.ca. Ryan with you here, but more importantly, Vince Uliuzzi with that organization, cashforyourcar.ca. If you would like to sell your pre-owned vehicle, wefindyourcar.ca will find the pre-owned vehicle for you. You can always start off the conversation. It does not cost you a dime to delve into Vince's mental database to determine what you're looking for, how much it might cost, all the bits and pieces in between. But Vince, we just ran through a couple of great callers there, including Valdier and I believe Dave, both kind of different scenarios there. Leasing and having a car repossessed, that sort of thing. Just everybody has different situations going on in life, don't they?
They do, and one's got $10,000 equity in a leased vehicle, which if you would have asked me 7-8 years ago, 8 years from now, would somebody have $10,000 equity in their lease? I probably would bet somebody $10,000 that the answer would be no. So it just shows how volatile our world is at any given time. But they're in a great position where we can make them a lot of money, and then they can take advantage of when car prices go down, maybe in a year or two, because that's what our advice is: sell high, buy low. Even though buying low in the cars might be a hard find, but maybe it'll be 10% or 20% less in a few years. And then you have the gentleman with the repossessed car, which sounds like he was only a few payments behind, and the bank wouldn't work with him, and then bang, ruins his credit and any opportunity to get a loan. But if you don't have a repossession and have any other type of bad credit, for whatever reason, we can get people low interest rates still. Our standard rates are almost 7% now, and sometimes we can get that 5.99%. But, you know, considering if you have a bankruptcy or a consumer proposal, and I'm getting people 9.9%, which is only about $40 more a month than somebody with A1 credit, it's not that bad at all. So definitely use our service. We actually had a customer called, and I don't like using company names ever, but it's a prominent online Facebook company. You see their ads everywhere to apply if you have bad credit. So he was approved with them. He wanted a Mazda CX-3. They couldn't find the car or even find a dealer that has one. Well, guess who had one in stock? We did. We took one in on trade, and bang, you know, it put with somebody with bad credit, got him approved at a lower rate, sold them the vehicle. We had it. And it was just nice and easy and quick. And he was surprised at the rate because their rate was 6% higher. So use us if you have bad credit. Just signing up online because it's easier doesn't mean you're doing what's best for you. Pick up the phone and call me. Or we even have online credit apps. If you're phone shy and you want to use email and press buttons, we allow that as well. Eventually, you'll have to talk to us quickly, but we offer any service that anybody else does. So if you're not up to speaking to us because of, you know, the credit concerns and you don't really want to talk about it, then just go online to wefindyourcar.ca and fill out an online credit application. I'll get you pre-approved. I'll find out the interest rate. You don't have to give us a deposit or sign anything. Just come to us first before you go to a million other places, because it helps your chances at getting a lower rate.
All right. Well, we just have under 2 minutes here, and calls coming in. So why don't we slip Rick into the conversation? Rick, what do you have for Vince?
Hi. I have a 2018 Volkswagen DSi Sport Wagon, and I have an outage on it.
I just can't hear him, Ryan.
Yeah, I think we've lost him there.
Have to lose that one. Sorry.
No, but I think it's 2018 Volkswagen Golf. I just probably trying to get an idea of the value.
If I can't ask my questions, I won't be able to answer. I'm quick.
It's all
but
good.
I guess Nostradamus.
but the easiest way for Rick and Rob and Tony, as we're running out of time here, to find out more information is to call you directly at 905-875-4925. Yeah, that's right. Or wefindyourcar.ca.
Fill out a form. Again, we do have an inventory of vehicles, trucks, sports cars, regular cars, SUVs. If you need something very quick, check out our inventory, wefindyourcar.ca. You scroll down, you hit current inventory. We wish we had 100 vehicles, but it's hard to find, you know, good prices, good quality cars, accident-free. We do our best. And the problem is we just keep selling everything. Nick buys 15 cars in a week and he's all proud of it and they're gone by the next week. You know, we're right back at doing the hard work to find them. So always check our inventory out or check out our services. We'll buy your car direct from you, pay you cash on the spot, or find you your dream car.
Excellent. That's Vince Luzzi, wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca on 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.